Indeed, I love the part in the affirmations where we talked about being masters in training. And part of that mastery that Kryon tells us about is some of those qualities where we observe without reacting, we send compassionate action, and we always illuminate the light of the Creator. So I invite you to close your eyes and just contemplate you sitting there right now as a master in training. And we made a statement earlier that we are constantly receiving higher spiritual guidance and wisdom, that it comes to us because the very fact that we are studying mastery. So there's an invitation now just to be in silence for a few moments, to open a doorway of receiving some spiritual insights for yourself right now. And perhaps instead of a message, you simply received a love wash, tingles, letting you know that you're dearly loved. For indeed, we are dearly loved. And we have Kryon coming to us now with some more wisdom and guidance. Thank you, Kryon.
Are there demons walking the earth? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And this question is a big one. And before we continue, I'm going to ask all of you for patience. I want you, please, to forget, if you can, or put aside all of the movies you've seen. Put aside all the books you've read, and perhaps even put aside what you might have experienced. For the answer to this one is complete and very controversial. You all have grown up believing there are. Not only that, your spiritual systems, they say, yes, there are. Not only that, all of your movies are based around, yes, they are. At least all of the ones about demons. So first and foremost, I'm going to repeat the theme that I have had all along for 36 years. And that is this one. When it came time to judge who God might be on your planet, from the ancients to the modern times, quite often you personalized God as being that which has a consciousness of a human being. Now, what I mean by that is that what is then good for you, reasonable for you, then applies to the heavens, the creative source of the universe. You have made that source just like you. And what I mean by that is that in the scheme of humanism, all of the things that you would expect in good, bad, dark, light, judgment, all of those things you have placed upon the Creator. Now, that includes the stories. Very, very human stories, that perhaps there was a war in heaven, and that war in heaven then had losers, and those losers became fallen angels. And those fallen angels, they went to a place of their own, and that became what you now call hell. And conveniently, that was then where either human beings or whomever, maybe even from other planets, well, that's where they'd be tortured because they didn't do something correctly. This entire story also revolves around another very, very human attribute, that when you arrived here unfortunately, something was wrong and had been done improperly, and so you are born dirty. You are suffering because of something that happened. All of that, dear ones, is manufactured human stories to fit a human consciousness that you placed upon the creation. That which is the creator has nothing like that, never did. The creator is love. The creator does not have a dark side. The creator does not judge humans, ever. And we have said this over and over so that you might cognize at some point, someday, that what you have done is to create mythology and stories that fit human beings, not the creator of the universe. What is the creator like, you might say? If you could even ask that question, what is pure love like? And in that pure love, do you have those around that would then have arguments and create wars or become dysfunction? And the answer is no, you don't. It never could happen. It could not happen because God does not have human consciousness. But it's the first thing you did. Even the ancients have these stories. You even get into the wisest, perhaps, culture you can imagine, the Greeks. They made all of their gods dysfunctional. And so you are passed down this whole idea of wars in heaven, fallen angels. And then that leads to, of course, the demons. And because of all of that, there have to be demons, because that's just the way it is. And I'm going to tell you yet again that it isn't that way. There are no entities that represent the dark side that come to this planet as demons, as you picture them, from hell, as you picture them. It does not exist. And so the next statement would be, and the question you might ask would be because of it is, well, what is it that is there? Because many have seen these things. Many have gone to places where they say, I know that they were there. I could feel these things. Now, what follows may disturb you, but I'm going to tell you a truism. And it's the truth about human consciousness. So let's start with the teaching that I have always given you. And that is this, that human consciousness is energy. Energy. There are actual physics involved in human consciousness. And because of this, the sacredness of it, as you start to then increase your vibration and have greater awareness, is able to do miraculous things on this planet. Not only can it heal the body, and I mean real healing. I'm talking about putting things in the body that were not there before in order to accomplish the miraculous healing that you do. Now, that is physics, and we have said this before. If you have any question, you study the Indian yogis who used to do that very thing in the practice of physics in spirituality. In your culture, in modern culture, your masters walked this planet and manipulated physics. They created food when there was no food. They walked on water. They did all of these kinds of things that you say were miraculous, and they proved that they were who they were. What they proved was that they had a tremendous spiritual awareness and were able with their consciousness, a very high one, a master consciousness, to manipulate the physics around them. And this is what we teach you can do as well. So spirituality and the physics of reality are always related and have always been related, because consciousness is energy. Now, here is the statement I want you to ponder for a moment. That means that the power of human consciousness can also be as dark as it could possibly be and also manipulate things. And this has been done on this planet over and over. Those who would then pretend to worship the devil are only then taking their own consciousness to the darkest place and manipulating that which you see as physics. Some call it a cult, some call it magic. It is the basis of a dark human consciousness. There's your demon. Another statement that I have made over and over is that human beings can create the darkest things possible on this planet. Go to the darkest consciousness that you can even imagine. You've seen it in your history. You've seen it in the wars. You've seen it in those who were in charge that were dictators. You've seen it with those who created systems of terminating millions of human beings. As evil as it gets, it didn't need a demon, dear ones. All it needed was a human that was focused on the dark. So when you say, are there demons walking the planet? Yes, but not from where you think they come from. All of that ideology that says that there were fallen angels and wars in heaven and all of these things, that is your spiritual mythology. When you start to awaken and find the, what I would call God inside, that is what the Creator placed in you, that is love and compassion and kindness, you don't see the duality in that that you do on the planet. You don't see a duality on the other side of the veil. You see only love. Now, even still, there would be those who say, well, I don't believe you, crime, because I really have seen this. You might say, in all of those things which you call the exorcisms and all that, I have actually seen the entities defy gravity and all of these things. Yes, you have. We are not doubting that. We're just telling you that what you saw was created with human consciousness. It did not come from the other side of the veil. It did not come from a God who loves you. It did not come from mythology that said there were wars in heaven and fallen angels. All of those things you have created because that's what humans are like, not what God is like. Perhaps it's time to revisit that and what you think you know or what you've been told. Perhaps it's different. That is also why many fear that which is going to the other side of the veil or perhaps doing things that you think are going to be judged because you were told humans can't do that, so I shouldn't do that. God will look on me poorly. That's training. That's programming. That's what you were told. Dear ones, here is the truth. Loved beyond measure, each of you are. There is no hell. Or you would say, if there is, it's here on the planet where you sit, created by human beings. This is the core of the battle between dark and light on this planet. Right now, old energy versus new energy. The new energy being that of an awakened human being who realizes that God is love, and that's all it is. And that you are safe, very safe, to raise your hand, speak directly to the Creator, and say, show me the love. And then stand back and be aware that your intent is an energy of creation itself and will start to bring you answers very slowly that you've been asking for a very long time. Still, there'll be those who doubt it, and I'll say to you, why don't you give it this try? Dear Spirit, put a bubble around me that protects me from anything I fear, and give me only the love that is there, which is the truth. I am crying in love with humanity. And so it is.